Now an essay from our new summer reading series, Three Books. We're asking writers to recommend three of their favorites on a specific theme. This week, Mark Acedo and the classic American archetype, the suburban housewife.
I'm sure there was a mix-up in the cosmic paperwork. I mean, I'm a gay guy with a trendy haircut, a ready wit, and the same waist size I had in junior high. So how did I end up trapped in deepest suburbia? As a result, I'm a huge fan of books about desperate housewives. Reading stories about smart, funny women who were miscast in their lives is like having a marathon phone call with your best girlfriend, assuming your best girlfriend is hilarious, brilliant, and completely honest. A perfect example is the compulsively readable We Are All Fine Here by Mary Gooderson, in which a married woman finds herself pregnant after a liaison with her old boyfriend in the bathroom at a friend's wedding. You know those friends who are constantly screwing up, but you secretly enjoy it because it makes you feel better about your own life? That's what reading this book is like. We Are All Fine Here delivers Hitchcockian suspense without anyone being chased by a crop duster or rappelling off Abe Lincoln's nose. From page one, questions abound. Who is the baby's father? Who will the heroine end up with? How much longer can she hide her morning sickness? These questions and more will be answered as the stomach turns. In contrast to the friend who screws up is the friend who's got it all together. For that, you must turn to Mrs. Miniver by Jan Struthers. Forget the melodramatic MGM weepy with Greer Garson. This slyly comic story of a well-bred Englishwoman on the eve of World War II fascinates me with such pressing concerns as, how do you find a charwoman on short notice? And what do you say at a shooting party? But Mrs. Miniver's contentment with her privileged life is tempered by her wry observations, like how she longs to invite the scintillating half of the couples she knows to dinner, then invite the boring ones another night that she could cancel. It's like Mrs. Dalloway for dummies. The best literary friend of all, however, is the narrator of Nora Ephron's Heartburn, who is the perfect synthesis of the first two, a mild screw-up who still has her head screwed on straight. Long before Nora Ephron felt bad about her neck, she wanted to wring the neck of her philandering husband. Because the novel is reportedly based on Ephron's own calamitous marriage to journalist Carl Bernstein, it's difficult to imagine anyone other than the acerbic author herself in the role, even after Meryl Streep played her in the movie. This book proves the adage that writing well is the best revenge. The heroine of Heartburn writes cookbooks, which is appropriate given Ephron's totally edible prose. It's a delicious book, one you alternately want to gorge on yet savor, and the kind of hilariously wise and well-observed novel that makes readers wish the author were their best friend and makes writers like me contemplate suicide. While I lead my own life of quiet desperation, however, I depend on these fictional friends the way I do my real ones, for comfort and laughs and inspiration. I take solace in knowing that there are others in the same boat, especially if that boat is dry-docked in deepest suburbia.
That was writer Mark Acedo, author of Attack of the Theater People, recommending his three favorite books on a theme, the theme being the suburban housewife.